One clear priority for Governor Charlie Baker in the final month of the two-year session of the Massachusetts legislature is a bill that revises or repeals hundreds of state regulations that impact how cities and towns operate. When talking about pending legislation he considers as must-haves, Baker always mentions municipal modernization, almost in the same breath as an omnibus energy bill, a half-billion-dollar jobs stimulus, and, of course, the state budget. Emerging from the weekly meeting Monday with legislative leaders, Baker even prodded reporters to give the municipal reform bill a higher profile.
Can you guys all do me a favor and just ask a question of these guys about the status of the municipal modernization bill?
The 200-plus page bill introduced by Baker last December would repeal or amend obsolete laws, give municipal governments more independence, and reduce state oversight of local decisions.
This is a very comprehensive piece of legislation. It touches almost every element of state-local relationships.
Much of the 250-section bill Baker filed deals with highly technical areas of municipal-state government relations.
But in many cases, some of this stuff should have been done 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And we think the time is now.
Jeffrey Beckwith, executive director of the Massachusetts Municipal Association, said the bill is historic in its depth and breadth.
This bill is a policy dream. In many ways, the nuts and bolts never get enough attention. And this bill focuses on the nuts and bolts of government and making government run well and run effectively.
As for the status in the legislature, House Speaker Robert DeLeo said action has occurred in his chamber.
We're very pleased that we spent a considerable amount of time on that legislation. It is done.
Senate President Stan Rosenberg of Amherst conceded the Senate has spent almost no time on the bill. The bill that was approved in the House took out some controversial sections that could have doomed the entire piece of legislation. Gone is a provision that would lift a population-based cap on the number of restaurant liquor licenses cities and towns can issue without seeking permission from the legislature to exceed the cap. Also, the House version would not let municipalities exempt job classifications from the state's civil service system without approval from the legislature. Still, the bill makes a host of changes that eliminate state sign-offs on certain decisions by local governments, streamlines the bidding process for contracts on small projects, allows some jobs to be consolidated into one position, and authorizes certain official notices and citations to be issued electronically. Baker has made helping local governments a priority. He created a cabinet-level group to focus on municipal issues. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito has crisscrossed the state, visiting more than half the 351 cities and towns to consult with local officials and to sign so-called community compacts. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.